Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Many Bostonians grumble about the high costs of cab rides in the city. Turns out that some cabbies are grumbling, too, about the high costs of driving cabs. Two local drivers are so fed up with the fees they pay to rent taxis from cab companies, they filed a class action lawsuit. As WBUR's Beenish Ahmed reports, they're looking for wage guarantees and to win back the fees.
Pierre Duchemont is 55 with a graying beard. His hair is tucked into what looks like a Rasta cap. He's from Haiti and was surprised when he found out how hard it is to make a living as a Boston cabbie. Duchemont says his situation is so bad that he feels like an indentured servant.
The money you earned yesterday is going to pay for the cab today.
Taxi drivers pay for their own gas, insurance, and tolls if they aren't carrying a passenger. But that isn't all. To operate a cab in Boston, you need to pay for a city-issued medallion. A medallion can cost up to $500,000. Companies that own them ask drivers to share that cost through a daily fee. When you add it up, shift drivers can dish out up to $150 out of their take-home pay every day.
So essentially, cab drivers pay to work.
Shannon Liss-Riordan doesn't think that's legal. She's the attorney representing Duchemont and his fellow lead plaintiff, Bernard Sabago. They filed a lawsuit to be seen not as independent contractors, but as employees. That way, they'll be guaranteed at least the minimum wage.
They perform the core operation that these businesses are in existence to provide. And so for that reason alone, under Massachusetts law, the cab drivers are employees of these cab companies.
But before the case is heard, Liss-Riordan will have to certify that all shift drivers in Boston constitute a class. She argues that the city dictates much of what cabbies do, right down to what they wear. So she says gaining class certification will be easy. Once that's done, the class will sue the city of Boston, along with Boston Cab Dispatch, the Independent Operators Association, and USA Taxi Association, which all operate within Boston city limits. No one from the city or those three cab companies agreed to speak to WBUR for this story, but cab company owner John Ford did. He operates Top Cab City Cab out of Revere, and he doesn't see a need for this lawsuit.
This is the dispatching end of it, where all our cabs are GPS dispatched.
This case is ironic, he says, because cab drivers used to be employees until they made a push to become independent contractors in the 70s. Ford was one of them.
I couldn't wait to become an independent contractor because I didn't want to give the company half of what I brought in.
Since then, Ford did just about every job in the industry, from painting cabs to dispatching them. He doesn't think the plaintiff's complaints against companies are valid.
No one's going to go out there and work 60 hours for zero. These two gentlemen who say they make no money, well, maybe they should work harder.
But some drivers say working harder won't change the fact that the economy is killing business. One cabbie told me he's been driving for 20 years and has never seen such a slump. But there's some hope. Cab drivers have sought steadier pay through employee status in dozens of cases across the country. And won. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beenish Ahmed.